be your host this morning. Again, if you're not getting the emails, if you're an HR chain, you can fill out the cards over there and then we will add you to the list again. Next week's Kol Yom Rishon, as you can see on the schedule that's available over there, will feature sharing by Rev Goldwicht and Rabbi Orlian. On February 15th, there will be a joint Kol Yom Rishon medical ethics program. Also, there's a sign over there for it, which will take place at the Shem Shul. The topic is taking control, ethical and halachic implications of BRCA screening and elective egg freezing. You could register at the web address, which is on that sign. We'd like to mention that after everyone is welcome to attend the Svarim sale. You may have seen advertised North America's largest Jewish book sale. It's again in Belfer Hall. It runs through March 1st. Please turn off your cell phone. Please hold off on questions until the end of the shiur. The first shiur will be delivered by Rabbi Baruch Simon, Rosh Yeshiva at Reitz. His shiur is entitled The New Fruit Baby and Car Hilchot Shechayim. Rabbi Simon.
Okay. I was asked to substitute for Rabbi Horowitz, who was originally supposed to give the shiur today. He wasn't able to. So we had this last minute shiur. And the topic is in Hilchos Shechianu, due to the fact that Rabbi Talmud Rabbi Tuchman suggested that since this week is Tu B'Shvat, and Tu B'Shvat is a time where people get all kinds of fruits, and they maybe make Shechianu, or they don't make Shechianu, or they have questions about Shechianu, so might as well verify what this inyan of Shechianu on new fruits, and once we're talking about new fruits, we can talk about other new things that people have and get, and hopefully we could put it all together. Okay, let's start turning to page 2. The Gemara in Irvin, the first source, 1 Aleph. Omer Rabba ki avina be Rav Huna ivarilu mal omar zman b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. So the Gemara has a question whether you say Shechianu in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Meaning, it was the Sholot Regalim, that's, festive times, and those are Regalim and Zmanei Simcha of greatest, so that was obvious. The question is, what's the story about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So the Gemara asks, Kevin, the Mizman, Lizman, Osi Amrinan, do we say that since it comes from time to time, and we know it, something that comes from time to time, you make a Shechianu? Odil Makemin Dolo Ikru Regalim, on the other hand, maybe we should say that since it's not called a regel, lo ikri regalim, lo amrinan. Ever we don't say Shechianu, so lo havaya biyadeh. So he wasn't sure what the answer to the question is. Ki also be Rav Yehuda Omar, so when they came to the Beis Medrash of Rav Yehuda, he said, no, ana akara chadata nami amin zman. I make zman even on a new fruit, on a new gourd, on a new fruit, I make Shechianu. So if I make it on a new fruit, certainly I'll make it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Rishus Lo Kami Boile. That perhaps is only an option to make Shechianu on a new fruit. I want to know, is it a chova to make it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And then the Gemara goes on. So it's clear that the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda Amar says ana akara, the kara is the gourd, the fruit, akara chadata, a new fruit, nami amina zman. I make zman Shechianu even on a new fruit. So Rashi there on Os Beis says Akara Charata Kshani Roa Dalas Chadasha Mishana Lashana Amina Zman. So when I see a new fruit from one year to the next, I say Shechianu. So you see, the simple idea is the concept of a new fruit is when you see the new fruit, even though our minhag is that when we eat the new fruit. But the technical halacha is on seeing the new fruit, you make a shechianu. And that's what the Rambam writes in the next halacha. Okay, second line. Haroa pri hamischadesh mishana l'shana b'tchilas riyaso mevarach shechianu. So a person sees a new fruit from one year to the next. B'tchilas riyaso, when he initially sees the fruit, that's when he makes shechianu. And the Rashba as well. In the Tshuvas here, on Os Dalid, also was received this question. So when should you make shechianu? When you see the fruit, or when you eat the fruit? Tshuva, mishas haria. Did you make it on the ria, on the seeing of the new fruit? Shrei edam avarch b'ze ella al shagia la'os zman. It's not like, as we'll see, there's a concept of make shechianu when you buy something new, when you get a new clothing or something else. So then you buy it, you get it, you make it. But here it's because you reach this new season. You reach this new season and you make a shechianu. So in the Torah, he writes, he quotes the same thing. Look at Shulchan Aruch now in Ozvav. He says, Haroa pri chadash, mischadesh mishan l'shan v'rach shechianu, afil roa b'yad chavero, o ala ilan, v'nogu shalolvarech at shas achila. That the minhag has become that we wait to the shas achila, till the time that we eat the fruit, and we make it. Umi shebirach b'shas ri'iyah lo hifsid. But if you do it, the real halacha is to make it b'shas ri'iyah lo hifsid, because that's the real halacha. It's just the poskim say that we, like we'll see here in the Magen Avraham on the bottom, O Zayin, and it says, "Achas," and then he quotes Supreme Magodim, "Machzis Shach Shas Achila." The Misha Einonena Briyoso, Rak Bachiloso, Mevarch Bachiloso. So the poskim quote that somebody who doesn't have hana from the seeing it so much, but he has hana from the eating it. So the Mevarch Bachiloso, and that became the minhag. So now the Shulchan Aruch also writes on the next page in Zion, "Prisha einu mischadish mishana. Afil im yesh rabim yamim rabim shlo ochal mimenu einu bevarch shechianu." I think there are certain things that we were all taught as children. I can make a whole list of them that we were all taught as children. Certain things, wherever yeshiva you went, somehow it didn't matter where you went, we were all taught these certain mistakes. And I'll tell you certain, it doesn't matter where you went. This yeshiva, that yeshiva, they all teach the same mistakes. So one of the mistakes that was, I think most people are under the impression is, well, say a new fruit, well, did I eat it within the past year or not? Right? That's what the people are thinking. Did I eat it within the last year? So, and if I didn't, then they'll make, and if they did, they won't. That has nothing to do, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, whether you particularly ate this fruit within the last year or not. It has to do with the fact that the fruit was out of season, and then it came back into season. That's it. It has nothing to do with whether you particularly say there's a fruit that was always in season. You happen to not eat it within a year. That has no bearing on the bracha of Shachianu. Even though a lot of people are under this misconception that it has to do with whether I ate that fruit or not. That's let's see. It doesn't go out of season. It's not renewed. Even though there were many days, months, years that you didn't eat it, because it was always in season. So that's one of the I think errors that we were all taught. Okay, it's coming. Another thing that we were all taught is that for Shalach Manas, you have to have two things with two separate brachas. That's also is a mistake, is a misconception. Like you can give meat and chicken, even though they're both shahakal, you can meat and eggs. And the Rambam even has the different portions of meat, and it's yotzei the mitzvah of shalach manas. So that's another thing that we were all taught. Then somehow I was taught as a kid, when you say Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agiti l'secha, six words, you go back Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agiti l'secha. It's also a mistake, because you're supposed to, that's part of the Shemoneh to be together. So that also is pointed out. People have pointed out that that's also a mistake. So there's a bunch of mistakes that somehow these crept into. Okay. The Netziv makes a comment. Rav Shecht is fond of this Netziv. It's a question whether we pass like this Netziv. The Netziv writes in the Hemek She'ela, in the brachazu niskana al shnei alfanim, chad al simchas ha'odam abo mihanoah, b'mikra kumbo bayis chadosh v'kelim chadoshim. He says, there are two types of bracha of Shachianu. One is that you got something new, you're excited, you're happy about it. That's another thing. That's one thing. For Ode, and the second thing, Niskana Alzman Ha'over Mishana Lashana Kimoragolim, that you reached a certain milestone. A certain time passed, you reached a certain Oven Arishon Vadechova. So the first time that you got something new, Vadechova, Nilman Mizem Yisro, this week's Parsha, Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzil Mil Azman Ha'over. But the question is something that's not that you bought something new, but you're now on a new stage. Zmana over, Ibarilani Dafka. So the Gemara wants to know, is that only by the Regolim that you reached the milestone of Pesach, you reached the milestone of Sukkot, or is it also Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, V'amar ana karachat etanami, it goes now to the next side. Amin azman. V'ha gam kein lo mishim simcha v'anam mevarach de'ezah simcha yesh v'gzeh k'sharabi ha'chaver pre-chadash. In other words, he claims that the concept of a pre-chadash is nothing to do with simcha. That pre-chadash means you reach this new season. You reach this new milestone in the year. Just like, and therefore that's the, but it doesn't have to do with simcha. In contrast to the new clothing that you're happy about, that has to do with simcha. So those are the Siv claims they're two different categories. One is the acquiring of a new purchase that's chashuv and makes you happy, and the other is acquiring. the other is just reaching a milestone, which not necessarily because of the happiness, is just shechianu that we've reached this particular milestone. And we'll see what the difference is, because the Netziv's Chiddush that the concept of the pre-Chiddush has nothing to do with Simcha is a Chiddush, and we'll have to see whether we follow that as well. Now, what this gentleman mentioned It's brought down in different sources. Here I quoted from the Sefer Chaim Shel Bracha. He's a Rav in Kew Garden Hills. And he quotes from the Satmar Rebbe, his Mir's Divra Yoel, on page 4. Heavy Shagona comes from Satmar, Lo Beirach al Shumpri Shechianu. Vetama ki Birka Shechianu Niskon al Peiris Chadoshim as Mischachi Mishana Lashana. Okay, Hayom she holam hasig be chol shana kulo kol mine peiros shem vim mikol aratzos tevel meilo shloich simcha mischadish pri chodesh. He says that maybe the whole idea is that they're out of season and now they're in season. So according to the Nitziv, so they were out of season, now they're in season, so we now reach the new season. So now we make it. But if you, because the Nitziv holds the pri chodesh has nothing to do with the simcha, it's just that it was out of season, now we've reached this new milestone in the year. But others, many other poskim, say no, that the pre-chadish also has to do with simcha, that it was not available. In other words, it's out of season, and therefore it's not available. So now the new season came. Not that you reached a milestone of the new season. Now it's available, so I'm happy that it's available. So I'm besimcha, and therefore, so he wants to suggest that today, that a lot of things can be imported from different countries, so and you could still get it. You know, even though it's out of season in one country, but you're importing from another country, so then it would be very questionable whether one could make a Shechianu based on that. And furthermore, many poskim say that it has to do with Simcha, the pre-chadash. Rav Yitzchak Abadi writes in the Sefer Or Yitzchak that if you're not besimcha, like a lot of these fruits, we'll talk about Rosh Hashanah later in the Shir. You know, a lot of these fruits that they bring for Rosh Hashanah, I mean, I don't know, there's not so much simcha there. I mean, I don't know, you hardly could know what it is, or you know whatever. So it's very hard to say that Bizman Hazeh. I mean, I know in elementary school, they used to give us charuvim, you know, the boxer on Tu B'Shvat, which there was no simcha there. There's no, you're lucky if you didn't break your teeth over it. There was very little simcha involved in these things. So it's as Rav Abadi pointed out, it's hard to say that you could really make a Shechianu on something that there's no simcha on a pre-chadash. So we'll see. By Rosh Hashanah, we do it.
On the second day.
But we'll have to understand, Rosh Hashanah is a complicated thing. We're going to get to it later. We're going to get to it later in the Shir. But the whole concept of a pre-chadash, and again, the misnomer that we said before is that people think that as long as you particularly didn't eat it within the year, that's mechayiv shechianu, and that the Shulchan Aruch writes beferish that that's not the case.
A fruit that goes out of season, that's when it comes back.
Right.
So until, let's say, the recent times.
Probably not. Probably went out of season, and then it went back in season. Yeah. So then the question. Oh, you would have to go do some research and find what you know. Ask a botanist to tell you if what fruits there could have been that didn't go out of season. Yeah. Yeah, so right, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about that as well. Yeah. Okay, so we'll get back to that shortly. Now the next question is, when you make the say we can find some fruit that you would qualify to make a Shechianu. So the question is, when do you make the Shechianu? Do you make Shechianu first and then the Bari Priya Eitz? Or do you make the Bari Priya Eitz and then the Shechianu? So usually the minhag has become to make the what? The Bari Priya Eitz first and then the Shechianu. However, there is a discussion about this, and we have a discussion in the Gemara number 2 here, 2 Aleph, where the Gemara says a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, How are you supposed to make Kiddush? A Friday night. We know how we make Kiddush on Friday night. But that was only because we're talking about what comes first, the Bar Pri HaGafen, the Bar Pri HaGafen, or the Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Beishami Omer Mevarach Al Hayom V'Chachach Mevarach Al Hayayin. First you make Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then you make Bar Pri HaGafen. Shehayom Gorim LeYayin SheYovel, because the Yom comes first, the Shabbos comes, and now it causes that we should have Yayin. Kvar Kiddush HaYom V'Adayin Yayin Lo Ba. Beisil Omrim Mevarach Al Hayayin V'Chachach Mevarach Al Hayom. And Beisil says no, you make Bar Pri HaGafen first, because without the wine we wouldn't be able to say Kiddush. And furthermore, Birkas HaYayin Tadira. Birkas Hayom Eina Tadira. We have a concept of Tardir of Shein or Tardir Tardir Kodem. We make Bar Pri HaGafen. We can make many times on different occasions. We make Bar Pri HaGafen. So it's more Tardir than the Mekadesh HaShabbos, which we only make once a week. So and then we have another Gemara in Zvachim that is a whole complicated sugi here in Zvachim, but the upshot in the sugya is the following. What makes something tadir? In other words, just because you do it more often, or is it only because you're required to do it more often? Look on Os Beis, keep going down, the first word on the line is kodmin. Kodmin. Amar Rav in the middle of that line. Matsui ka'amris. Tadir kami boilon. But something... It'd be matzui. People do it more often, but not because they're obligated. Say, for example, the Shagasari has a question. This is his question. Say sometimes people daven early on Friday. They daven early. So they're going to repeat Kriya Shema, say, later. And now they're holding by benching, Birkas HaMazon. So the question is, should they say Kriya Shema before Birkas HaMazon or Birkas HaMazon before Kriya Shema? So do we say that maybe Birkas HaMazon is more tadir than Kriya Shema? Because Birkas HaMazon, you can have meals and... Or do we say, no, that's not called tadir. That's if people eat a lot, so they make Birkas HaMazon a lot, it's matzui. But it's not that it's a chova to eat and have so many Birkas HaMazons. So the Gemara says something that's matzui is not considered... necessarily tadir. Tadir means that we're required to do it on a more regular basis. And in the Sefer Birkas Hazman, Rabbi Michal Shiloni writes that perhaps the next day in the Gemara holds that it's something that's very matzui is also called tadir. So you have two opinions, as the Sefer Birkas Hazman points out, whether tadir has to be a halachic requirement or not. So say, for example, here, we make a Bor Pri HaEitz, and we make a what? A Shechianu. So Bor Pri HaEitz we make more often than we make Shechianus, right? But that does that mean it's tadir, or it's just matzui? So that's the question. That's the question. So some want to say that it's not... if you hold, as the Sefer Birkas Hazman points out, that it needs to be tadir, it's not enough to be matzui, then the what? Then the Bor Pri HaEitz is not tadir. It's just matzui. It's just we happen to eat fruit, so we're making, you know, if you check off a scorecard, we'll be making more Bor Pri HaEitzes per week than we're making Shechianus. Or as the Sefer Birkas Hazman points out, that maybe no. Maybe the Lamaisa, where if you hold that matzoi is called tadir, so then it is. So our minig is that we make the Bor Pri HaEitz first, and then the Shechianu. But the Prima Godim said not that way. And Os Gimel, you read the Mevarach Techila Shechianu. So he says you should make Shechianu first, Kodim Shiverach HaLechila, because really the Shechianu should come when you saw it. So the Shechianu really preceded the Briah Roy Levarach. Im came Brachazu Kadma. Miu im birach brach birkas achila kodem v'chakach shachiyonu ein zehefsek. He says, but if you did it the opposite way, which is the way we normally do it, so even though he holds that you should make shachiyonu first, he says it's not a hefsek because it's the tzorach. It's just like the halacha is that the Gemara says if you made hamotzi and then you forgot to feed the animal and you're supposed to feed the animal. So go feed the animal. You're allowed to say that because it's the tzorech. You're not supposed to eat before the animal. You will say, bring the salt or something like that. So things that are tzorech. So this is the tzorech hadover. So therefore, that's okay. But and the Aruch HaShulchan also likes this idea to switch it. But in that same Birkas Hazman, he points out that you see from Beis Hillel Shita. That Beis Hillel Shita is that even though what? That even though the Yom really came first, nonetheless, we still say Todir beats out. So therefore, if you want to say, like the Sefer Birkas Hazman says, that Bar Parish is not called Todir, it's not called Todir. But if you say that Motzli is called Todir, then it doesn't matter the fact that the Shechianu really came first chronologically, because the Bekadish HaShabbos also came first. Shabbos also was there first before the Ayin. Yet we still say Todir Shoshan, no Todir. So that became the general practice, as said in that Sefer Birkas Hazman. Yeah. Oh, we're going to get to Kisukas. That's excellent questions. Excellent. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about number three. Or kelim chadashim. Kelim chadashim means you buy a new suit, a new car, a new thing like that. So bara bayis chadash, kana kelim chadashim. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Does this apply? Say I already have a car, I'm buying a second car, or say I already have a suit, I'm buying another suit. Does it only mean something that I never had before? So at the end of the day, we paskin that even if you have one already and you're getting a second one, you still make a shechiyonu. However, there is a brought down in Shulchan Aruch and in the poskim that look on page 6 for a second in Vav Dalet. Vav, you see where it says. It says in Vav, it says Siv Gimel, then Siv Dalad, then Siv Hey, misprint. Then it says a Dalad. It says Kana Kalim Shemishtam Shim Bohem Hu Uvene Beso. Mevarech HaTov HaMeitim. That it depends what you buy. See, if you're buying a suit that's only for yourself, you're going to wear the suit, so that's a shachiyonu. But if you buy something that's going to be shared by the family, like you buy a new, like I spoke with Rabbi Badi when bought a new car, so it's for the whole family is going to use the new car. So then Rabbi Badi said we should make hatova hametiv, because then it's not something just for one person. It's a family car. It's going to be used by family going on a trip together. It's going to be used more than one person. So then, the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch says then you make hatov hametiv. You don't make a shechiyonu. You make hatov hametiv. Kanav kelim shem shtam shem behem hu uvnei beso mevar hatov hametiv. Okay. Good. Okay, so that's the same thing, the same question, like by the Rio the Paris. Okay, you could, Kana, but people get Hano when they, so that's the same discussion. Okay. Now, there's a fascinating Yerushalmi, back on page 5, okay, 3 Gimel. Yerushalmi says, so again, if I buy a new suit, it's only for me, so I make a shechiyonu. I buy a new car, and it's a family, so then you make Hatov Ameitiv. What if somebody gives me a present? What if somebody gives me a present? So the present is only for me, right? This present, if it's for... So the Yerushalmi says a fascinating thing. He says like this. He says, Amar Rab Chia, second line. Chia bar Abba Amar Kana, Amar Baruch Shechianu V'Kimanu. If you buy something, you make Shechianu. Nitan lo, but if you're given a present, Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. But if, why? So says the Pnei Moshe, the next line. Kana Keilu Amar Shechianu. Nitan lo matana da havi Tovas HaMekabel. For Tovas HaNosin. Diyesh lo hanah b'ma shenosin lezeh. Omer HaTov HaMeitiv. In other words, because people get hanah that they gave someone a gift. The giver feels, oh, I gave someone a gift, feels good. In other words, the receiver also feels good, but the person who gives also feels good. So the Yerushalmi paskins that if you buy something, you make a shechianu. But if you were given a matana of something, of chashuv, you were given a matana, then you make hatova meitiv because the Makabel is happy and the Nosein is happy.
Amazing.
Oh, so we'll see. So here it's saying that the but
that's a business.
Yeah, as he says, it's a business. Oh, so the Magen Avraham asks the Kasha. There is a Gemara in Kedushin on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. That's number Dalet here. The Gemara in Kedushin says that the halacha is that under the chuppah, the man gives the woman the ring. Right? The man, that's very important. The man gives the woman the ring, not vice versa. And not double ring. The man gives the woman the ring. If they want to have another ring, she can give it. But you shouldn't bring any two rings under the chuppah. Only one ring for the man to give to the woman. I received a shayla recently that he gave the wrong ring. They got two rings, and under the chuppah they goofed it up, and they noticed a day later that that the ring that was given was the ring that that she was going to give for him, and a whole discussion. That's for a separate shiur of how to deal with. So very makpid that under the chuppah is one ring for the man to give to the woman. Good. Mekadisha, right? Now the halacha is that if a woman gives a man a ring, that's not ena mekudeshes because it has to give, but the Gemara says there's one case where if the woman by Rav Ehelech Mana the Kaddish Anilach, the woman says to him, "Here, I'm giving you something for kedushin," and the Gemara says, "Amar Marzutim Mishpeid Rav Papa Mekudeshes." How could it be? So bottom line, Gemara says, "Hacha ba'adam chashav askinan." No, it's talking about that the husband was like a chashev, the potential husband there. The chassin is a chashev a person. So when you give a chashev a person a gift, you feel good that they accepted your gift. So she receives hanah that what? That he accepted the gift. So memela, that's considered that he gave her hanah. So memela, the Gemara says, that's mekudeshes. If the chassin is an adam chashev, so it's Megudesh. So that's what the Gemara says in... So the Magen Avraham has a kasha. It's kesef. Hanoz kesef. So the Magen Avraham on page 6 here. On page 6, Zion, the second piece there, where it says ches. Second line, Sarchin, Ezer, Kosev Davke Ba'olam Choshev. In other words, how can Yerushalmi say, Yerushalmi says that when the Nosein gives you a present, so you make a Tova Meitiv, because why? The recipient makes it because there are two people that are happy. So you make a Tova Meitiv, because I'm happy that you got I was able to give you a present. But, Frekta Mogan of Ramakasha, but you only say that by Adodim Choshev. The Yerushalmi is talking about anybody, not even an Adam Chashev. So that's the Mogen Avraham's Kasha. How can the Yerushalmi say you make Hatova Ameitiv? How can the Yerushalmi say you make Hatova Ameitiv when you give when you receive a present because you got Hanah and the Nosein got the Hanah? But we only say that Svara, that the Nosein gets Hanah if he gives it to an Adam Choshev. And the Yerushalmi is talking about everybody. So that's the Mogen Avraham's Kasha. So the answer that's given, the Bir HaGros says it very bekitzer, but the Birkas Aliyah explains, based on the Ran, that the answer perhaps is that for Kedushin, you need Hanav Shava Pruta. So it's only considered worth a Shava Pruta if the Adam Choshev gets my Matana, then it's a Hanav Shava Pruta. But for Tova Meitiv, you don't need a Hanav Shava Pruta, even though you feel good, even though it's not necessarily worth a Shava Pruta, but that's enough to make a bracha of Hatova Meitiv. That's how the Sefer Birkas Eliyahu explains the Bir Hagra, but it's based on the Ran in the beginning of page 6. Hani Mili ba Adam Choshev she'ein ragel kabel ba hi anosh shetirtzlo loses pruto, because a person I'm willing to give a guy a pruta to accept my gift. It's worth to me a pruta that this choshev person, so therefore that's considered getting hanah. So he's not charging me the pruta to accept. He's accepting the gift even without the pruta. So it's worth a shava pruta. So then it's good kedusha. Then it's considered that the woman got a shava pruta's worth because the chosin accepted her gift, even that she didn't have to bribe him with a pruta. But that's the. That's this din. So there's a question in the poskim. The Mishnah Brura has a whole long discussion. Should we paskin like this Yerushalmi? In other words, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Yerushalmi on page 6, Vav, Dalid, here, Sif, which says Ayiv, it's Sif, it's missing a Samach. Dalid. Kana Kalim Shem Shtabitim Huvene Mezum Rach Tovitim, Hinosa Lobe Matana, Mivarach Hatova Meitiv, She Tova Lo Ulenosein. Because they both, so the Mishnah Berurah says, on Tess in the bottom here, in the second line, "Hinei yesh me'achronim shecholkim apsakseh." The poskim that say that for shechianu the hanah that you have to have is a physical hanah, that you got a physical gift, not that you have an emotional pleasure that somebody. Took your present. That, and we don't find that in the Bavli, he said, so it could be the Bavli disagrees. And so therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is saying there's some people who paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, but he doesn't think we should paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that even in the case of a Nosein, that's what Rav Abadi once told me, that according to the Shulchan Aruch, and Yerushalmi, a woman receives an engagement ring from the Chassan, you make Hatova Meitiv, because she's getting a nice gift there. Her engagement ring is very expensive, and he's very happy that he's taking the gift. So that's what Rabbi said, based on the Yerushalmi and this, you make a Tova Meitiv. If you don't hold like the Yerushalmi, if you hold like the Mishnah Berurah, then she could just make a Shechianu. Yeah, it's mashma that the Mekabel.
Yeah.
What about if somebody gives money? He gives money, and they use that. So that's like. You mean what would Yerushalmi say in that case? I don't know. Might be a little removed because he didn't. I don't know, it's a good thing, it's something to ponder upon. The Magen Avraham has another discussion here on page 6 in Zion. Kehil Chadashim Lor Isi Nishar Mezev. Yeah, then he writes, Nirali Davka Kli Tashmish. It's only If you give him something that's a physical use. But al svarim chadashim, somebody, you get new svarim, you buy new svarim. Some people like to buy new svarim. Ah, svarim sale. Buy new svarim. So einam bavarech. The mitzvahs lav lehenas nitnu. He says, mitzvahs lav lehenas nitnu. In other words, mitzvahs are not for hanah, even though the famous Taz and the Eglei Tal in the beginning says that by Talmud Torah you don't say that. By Talmud Torah, mitzvahs lehenas nitnu. Because normally we say the halach is, if I say I won't get hanah from you, I could still use your lulav. I can't eat by your house now, but I could still use your lulav. Because using your lulav is not called hanah, because mitzvahs lav lehenas nitnu. But the Taz says, I can't borrow your svarim. Because Talmud Torah mitzvahs lehenas nitnu. So the Rav Yaakov Emden has a whole long discussion. He says on page 7, the Morak Tzia, he says, Echev shalom she'ein simcha v'hanah magas mitzvahs. Halo ein shom simcha gdola v'hanah erke yosem mehanah v'erva shemegiyah lev mikud Hashem. The greatest hanah you get in the world is learning. Is getting svarim and learning, and what could be greater than that? So he thinks you can question what the Magen Avraham said. But the Maisa, I don't know, the people really make usually they don't. Okay. So now let's move on to something else, which is in the modern day society. I don't know how they deal with this. In the modern day society, page 8. It's good that I'm giving the shiur to the men and not the woman. And because the halacha is, what if you have a, Baruch Hashem, you have a new baby? Right? So we talked about the new car, and we talked about the new fruit. So what about the new baby? So the Gemara says, 4:1, page 8, he says, Tanya Yolda Ishto Zohar Omer Baruch Atova Meitiv. That if you're wife has a baby boy, you make hatova meitiv, because you're happy and she's happy. That's it. Meaning, as Rav Avadi pointed out, the yolda ishto nekeva, it's no bracha in the Gemara. No bracha. Right. What? So you make the bracha upon the birth, meaning usually they have to clean up the room, because you know as a cause of the birth is excrement and things like that. So you wait till they clean up the room, and then you make a tova meitiv. The husband can make it, and she answers amen, and
the baby has to be present.
Not necessarily, usually it is, but I don't know if it, you know. Yold Ishto Zohar Mevarech HaTova Meitiv. And it's, you know, because they're both happy, and hopefully it's, you know, Chas V'Sholem, if a mother dies in childbirth, then the Shulchan Aruch says he makes Shechiyonu because she's not alive anymore, Chas V'Sholem. But so the big question is, what about the girl? So the girl, there's no bracha for the girl. So in this day society, that, you know, that doesn't fly so well Pashtus is that in Zman Chazal, there wasn't a simcha when there was a girl, because the girl was, needed to be supported, and she wasn't going to earn a living, and so she was a liability.
Right.
What?
You need a boy and a girl anyway.
You need it for Puravu. Yeah, for Puravu. Right, but nonetheless, there was. Look on Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Zachar. Even if you have like a bunch of boys already, and you want a girl because you want that the mitzvah puravu, v'toyv she'ilu lebas kedei shekai mitzvah puravu, fiu hachim no lebas einum bevarach al zeh. Because that was the takan of Chazal, that you only make for a boy. So the Mishnah Berurah comes up with this chiddush. As Ravadi points out, it's a chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah, and one could question the chiddush, but this is the chiddush. So this is the way you could say it over to people, so they don't make they don't feel a problem. You say for a boy, you make hatova meitiv; a girl, you make shechianu. But like Ravadi pointed out, that shechianu for the girl, that's not found in the Gemara. That's the Mishnah Berurah, as Rabbi pointed out, that's the Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush. One second, we call Mokam Nira Pasha de Pam Rishon. So he says, Pam Rishon Shara Osa, Mivarach Birka Shechiano. The Migar Mimisharos Chaver Lachalamid Yom Samech Brioso, Mivarach Shechiano. Because it's no different. If you didn't see your friend in 30 days, you're happy to see him. So even though today we don't do that, because today, those days you didn't see your friend in 30 days, there was no contact. There was no phones, so you didn't know. Is he alive? Is he, you're happy to see him. Today, we're in contact with the whole world in a second. So we don't have that din that you don't see a friend in 30 days. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the girl that you had, you should be no worse than a friend that you didn't see in 30 days, and therefore you should make a shechian. So that's the way people say it over today, to make everyone happy. That, we make a bracha of everybody. For this, we make a bracha of atova meitiv, and for this, we make a bracha of shechiyano. But really, it's not so, as Ravadi pointed out, really the pashtus is, for a boy, you make a bracha. As Ravadi pointed out, for a girl, Chazal don't have a bracha. Mishnah Berurah has this case. Now, what's problematic with the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush is the Tshuvas HaRashba on Hey. He says, say you have a pen pal. Mishaloh es chaver me'olam. You have somebody you were corresponding with, and you never saw him. And now, v'sholchim zelazem, k'tovim, mechtovim, v'achshav ra'o. Now you see him for the first time. So, there's a certain level of simcha that this person you've been corresponding with for so long, now you're meeting him for the first time. Ma'ivarech, should you bring? So he says, Tshuva, Misha lo ra'es chavei me'olam eini ro'a sheyechayiv levarach klum. He says, no, you don't say that. In other words, if you never saw the person before, there's no bracha, because it's only someone who you had a relationship that you saw them, and now you're seeing them again, then you can make a shechiyana. But somebody you never saw, me'olam, so that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Vav Gimel. Misha lo ra'es chavei me'olam, shalach lo k'savim, But the Prima Gadim, I don't know, the whole thing was brought down here in the Prima Gadim, but we assume that, because there's no great simcha when you don't, perhaps when you had a relationship with somebody through a pen pal that you never saw before, but later Habas, there's going to be a great simcha. So maybe, even though technically the halacha is if you didn't see somebody before, you don't make a bracha, But Leidas Abbas, that's different. Maybe that, even though you didn't see her before, that's a greater, that's what it's mentioned from the Prima Godim, and Madan Ayotra maybe has a discussion, and you did. So that became the practice to keep everyone happy. So we shouldn't have any Ma'orim on the thing. And we tell people, for the boy, Hatova Meitiv, for the girl, Shechiyanu, and they're not Lomdim enough to understand what that means. So this way everyone has their bracha, and no one complains, and shalom al Yisrael. Yeah, the parents make it. Oh. Okay, now, page 9. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a big problem. What's the big problem of Rosh Hashanah? So there's a discussion, maybe it's a Yom HaRichtam, which will require like 2 hours to explain what that means. But Rosh Hashanah might be considered one long day, l'gabe certain things. It's different than the regis fake of the Yom. So there's a discussion in the postkin whether you should make a Shechiyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, which we normally assume that we do. But since it's a Safek, so the Shulchan Aruch says, so you take a pre chadash or a beged chadash, and you make a shechiyanu. But the Magen Avraham writes, but the poskim say, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein motzui." Still, you could say shechiyanu, because meikar adin, the yom itself is mechayev, even by Rosh Hashanah. So this is the question. This is the $1 million question. Yeah, we'll talk. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a whole tshuva about this question. This is the following question. So say you're not supposed to say Shechianu, right? Because it's Yom HaRichta. So you have a pre-chadash or a beged chadash. But what gives you the right? Say you're not allowed to say Shechianu. So what gives you the right to say a Shechianu in the middle of Kiddush? It's going to be a hefsek. See, if the Shechianu is on the Yom, so that's part of the Kiddush, it's about the Yom. But Al Tzad, that you're not allowed to make a Shechianu, so it's a Bazunder Indian. It's nothing to do, what does my new hat have to do with the Kiddush? I should make a Shechianu, but it shouldn't be in the middle of Kiddush, and therefore it should be a Hefsik. That is the $1 million question. What do we accomplish with the Shechianu? With the new fruit. The new fruit has nothing to do with the Kiddush. The new hat has nothing to do with the Kiddush. The new suit has nothing to do with the Kiddush. So Al Tzad, that you're not allowed to make a Shechianu. So you're making a Shechianu, but Al Tzad, that you're not allowed to make a Shechianu. So you're making a Shechianu something that doesn't belong, it's a hefsek. So then when you make a bar per gofen, how are you allowed to drink the wine? Because you're a mafsek in between. Something that's totally extraneous. That's the cash. Right, so in other words, we hold Me'ikar Adin that the Yom is, since there's a Shita out there that not, so we as an added thing. But if we didn't have this thing that really Me'ikar Adin, it's okay to make a Shechianu on the Yom itself, as we said, the fruit is very shrach, right? The fruit we get, if you assume that you need simcha and was it really out of season and it's a simcha and all these different things that we said, Vadi mentioned, we said before, is very difficult. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says the following yisod. He has a yisod like this. His yisod is that hefsek is only when there's hesach hadas. Meaning, since there's a suffix whether you're supposed to make it, and you're not, in other words, it's only considered a hefsek. You make a bar per gofen and you speak about the Yankees, that's a hefsek because it's extraneous. But if you're speaking about something that has its me'inyan, in other words, you're trying to cover it up, so you're trying to do the right thing, and it's a cover up even though it's extraneous, but it maybe we have to do with something, so it's not, you're not being masich das because your mind is on the shechianu because maybe you need it, so you're trying to, so that's not called a hefsek. That's his yisod. I'll tell you where he uses it. He says the biggest mistake a person can make in Hilcha Shechianu, you want to know the biggest mistake? That is to make a shechianu on Shvi Shel Pesach. Right? Because Shvi Shel Pesach, we always make Shechianu when the Yontif. So the natural inclination is Shvi Shel Pesach. It was Chol HaMoed, just, and Shvi Shel Pesach, make Shechianu. Like we do by Shmini Atzeres. But Shmini Atzeres is Yontif Ne'atzmo. So you make a Shechianu. Shvi Shel Pesach is not. You're not allowed to make a Shechianu on Shvi Shel Pesach. So what if you made a Shechianu on Shvi Shel Pesach? So Rav Shlomo, so did you lose the Bar Pei HaGofen? Because now you spoke between the Bar Pei HaGofen and the Shtia, Shalom Ke'inyin. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, but you thought you were supposed to make it. In other words, you made a mistake. You thought you were supposed to make it. So if you thought you were supposed to make it, it's not like you know you're doing something extraneous. You're speaking about the Yankees now or something like that. So as long as you thought you're supposed to make it, that's not a hefsek. So that's his mahalach. Oh, but one of my Talmidim one year, Jonas Antelaki from the West Side, said he thinks the real answer, and as Rabbi Will pointed out, it's not going to answer our practice, but I think the answer is mamish on target of what the real minhag used to be. And you look in the Tashbetz cotton page and base, he says, Omnam Ragil Hamtim Nishtos Yain Chodesh Adleel Sheini Shirosh Shon Vach Shechian Al Fukin Afshi Beplukta. He says, you know what they used to do, the minhag? To make Shechianu, it wasn't on a new hat, and it wasn't on a new coat, and it wasn't on a new fruit, it was on new wine. So the wine, you're making what? You're making it, you're drinking wine part of the Kiddush.
So then you're allowed to make a shechianu on the new wine, and that's me'inyan. So that was what they did. So that's my Talmud, Yonah Santelki says, oh, you see what the Tashbeitz, with the, now as I said this over to Rabbi Willig, he said, oh, it's not going to help what we do, but Lamaisa, that could be the real ultimate original minhag, was to make it, when the Tashbeitz cotton says, to make it on Yayin Chodesh.
How do you define Yayin Chodesh?
Meaning, again, the certain grapes that were out of season.
Nova Beaujolais.
And, yeah. Okay. Okay, now, number six, there is a chumrah in six bays from the Bikur Yaakov. It's a misprint here. It should say Bikur Yaakov, not Bikur Yosef. Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov is Rav Yaakov Etlinger, the Baal Mechaber of the Orach Laner. So he says he thinks you should need a pre-chodesh not only for the second night of Rosh Hashanah, but even for the second night of Sukkos. Why? So he says, very poshut. He says, because the halacha is, the Gemara says in Sukkah, 6 Aleph, if you build your sukkah, you make your sukkah. When you build your sukkah, you make a shechianu in the building of the sukkah. Now, we don't do this, right? We build the sukkah a week before, we don't make a shechianu. But really, you're supposed to make a shechianu when you build the sukkah. So we wait till we sit in the sukkah and we patter it. But technically speaking, you can make a shechianu when you build the sukkah. It doesn't have to be sukkahs. You're building the sukkah for sukkahs, you make a shechianu, the Gemara says. So our minhag is to wait. So he says like this, when you make why do we make a shechianu on the second day of Yontif? Because maybe the first day of Yontif really wasn't Yontif because of the Sfeika Diyoma. But says the Bikur Yaakov, based on the Kolbo, that by Sukkot it doesn't matter, because if you made a shechianu the first night of Sukkot, right? Say it wasn't Yontif, right? But you're still allowed to make it, because you can make it on the Sukkah. And that part is the Yontif also. So therefore, even if the first night of shechianu really was not Sukkos, you still were allowed to make the shechianu. Like by Shavuos, if the first night of Shavuos is not really Shavuos, you couldn't have made the shechianu, so that's why you make a second shechianu. But if by Sukkos, you have the sukkah to talk about. So you could have still made it on the sukkah, because you're allowed to make it on the sukkah even before Sukkos. So therefore, why do you have to make a shechianu then in the second night? Because the first shechianu can't go wrong. No, but I'm saying, but in other words, even if the first night of Sukkot really wasn't Sukkot because of the Sfeika Diyoma, you still, that Shechianu was still legit, because it's on the Sukkot itself, on the Binyan HaSukkah. You could have made it, but you didn't. So now you made it the first night. So even if it's not Sukkot, it's still a good Shechianu. So therefore, you don't need to make a Shechianu on the second night.
I made Shechianu 30 days before Sukkot because I built it, and I made the Shechianu at that time.
But we don't do that.
But if I would.
Okay.
Right.
So that's what some say, that that shechianu could maybe part to the yontif, especially when we're making it. Yeah. So that's a question. That maybe shechianu maybe can even part to the yontif. It depends how close it is, whatever in time maybe. But he says yesh nogim lanich pri chodesh lel sheni de sukkos kemor rosh shana after magar avram kozav tov and komorim. Tam Yeshalom Shachoshin Lachushes Hakolbo Kevin Sheyotzeh Bizman Shabashas Asiya Kol Shekein Yosef Bizman Delay Luishona Afilu Ein Yontif Lachay Nirali Minig Yofeh Shim Ein Lo Pri Chodesh Mikol Mokum Yivarch Zman Bekiddush. So he says, you know, okay. I mean, we're not knowing this. I mean, it's hard enough to get the new fruit for Rosh Hashanah to get the new fruit which we don't like anyway. So we're not knowing this. But the Bikur Yaakov is Rav Yaakov Etlinger, who is the Baal Orach Laner. He says you should have a Pri Chodesh even the second night of Sukkot.
Isn't there a lach of low plug in Yom Tov Sheni? On Simchas Torah, we say you make Shechianu because it's Sfeika Yomo.
Right.
So so to the second night of Sukkot, it's a low plug.
We still have the halachas of Sfeika Diyoma. We'll think about it. Okay, one last thing. There's a fascinating Tshuvas HaRivosh that he quotes the minhag that shechianu on the lulav al shofar. That's a question. We don't make we make a shechianu lulav a shofar. So he says, he quotes a minhag
Tshuva L'Rabbeinu Nissim V'Kriya B'Zeh.
Where are you?
Beis 9, page 9, 7 Beis, third line. Tshuva Ahi Mechayev Zolom Shachyanu B'Shofar. To make a Shachyanu on Shofar and not on the Lulav. Why? He says She'ein Lomar Shachyanu B'Lulav. You don't have to make Shachyanu. We make Shachyanu on the Lulav first day. He says, but he quotes the Minigid, you don't have to. Why? Because you already made Shachyanu the night before on the Chag. But he says, but by Shofar, yes, why? Shofar you also made on the Chag. But he says like this, that the Sholosh Regolim, the mitzvah of Shachyanu was a Doraisa. It's a Doraisa. So Memele, and the mitzvahs of the Raisa, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not really as such as Man Simcha like it is by the Sholosh Regolim, so it's only the Rabban. So Memele, Shechianu on the night of Sukkot could be Pater the Shechianu and the Lulav. But the Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah is on the Yom, it's Yom Din, it's not going to Pater the Mitzvah, which also is a Shechianu the Raisa. And that's how he's mechalik between that you make a shachianu in the shofar because the yom was not pater and you don't make a shachianu on the lulav. We don't follow this, but what's interesting is that the Rimi Gash hopes that the brach of shachianu could be a daraisa, and based on this, the Shemi Shmuel says a fantastic pshat in the Rashi in Kisovo. It says page 10. Rashi, lo shachachti mevorach al afroshes maisus. So, frek the Shemi Shmuel, frek the oilum. What do you mean? Brachas are only the rabbanon. So you're teaching pasuk lo shachachti that I didn't make the bracha, but brachas only the rabbanon. How could it be that pshat in the pasuk? So the Shemi Shmuel says, but based on the Rimi Gash, we could say it means that a person didn't forget to make the bracha of Shechianu, because that's a daraisa. Because the idea that we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we're able to be mekayim the mitzvah b'hislavus, and we're so excited that we reached this time, that is a concept of daraisa. And the Rimi Gash says the bracha of Shechianu is, even though we normally assume the only bracha is daraisa or benching and Birkas HaTorah, but the Rimi Gash is mechadish that Shechianu is a bracha daraisa. And that's what it means. Rashi says milavarechacha milavarechal frashes meisus, says the Rishemi Shmuel based on the Rimi Gash the kail birkas shachianu ki ikar mitzvah yachias vasimcha, and therefore we're making shachianu. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're here, we make the bracha besimcha, and the bracha of shachianu is a bracha daraisa. So as we approach now the week of Tu Bishvat is the new fruit, so I don't know whether you should make a bracha on the new fruit, but we should at least be happy and the shachianu that even if we're not making the bracha, that we reach this new occasion and every milestone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chazal tell us, kol haneshama tahalelka, al kol neshima neshima, every breath and air we have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us of life, we should thank the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's the shachianu, such an important idea, such an important concept of Yiddishkeit. So the new fruit, baby and car, we should be zoche to have all good occasions to be able to make, whether technically we'll make it or not, that's the halacha decides, but still shachianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh in every occasion in our lives.